Hi, everybody. Well, it's that time again, and it's Friday, so you should possibly be out of work. And the date today is December 5th, 2014. So if you're on an archive, that's what time it is, and what day it is. Well, the time is different, but this is the day that we're on the archive, if you're listening to an archive. If you're live, you're here live with us. So let's work backwards here. I'm thinking of this here. So if you're on an archive, and maybe you're listening to this, let's just say in March, and you're on an archive wondering what we're doing on Friday nights, and you go, wow, boy, I remember getting ready to do Christmas shopping back then, and, you know, I was all stressed out. Naturally, you know, you'd be 4 months on down the line. So let's do a clearing for people. Since maybe that could have been aggravating looking back into your past, let's do a clearing for people that would clear you out for the month of December of last year. So what I'm going to do is count up each day, and we have 31 days, I believe, in December. So see if this energy affects you right now from what happened a year ago, because you could be having the aliens doing their wonderful copy and paste on you, and you could be going through stuff that you really don't want to go through, but you don't know any way to get out of it. So here we go. Let's clear away. So this is like a de-stressing energy. Now, if you're on the archive, you already know that you had stress from this time of the year, because now you're four months in the future, you see, and you're looking back now on your past. And you go, yeah, I remember that, you know, and maybe for some reason something happened a week, you know, from now, and you remember that too as a milestone in your life of traumas and situations. So hopefully nothing's happening to you, but we're going to go back last year. So here we go. We're going to clear the first day, which is December 1st of 2013. So here we go. We're going to clear that, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll go to the second day and just see how your body is reacting. This will be a very interesting clearing. So the second day of December, last year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third day, releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth day, releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth day, releasing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth. Releasing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'll just say the number and release it now. 7, and that's Pearl Harbor Day. That should, hopefully, we don't have much energy this year on it. So here we go, December 7th. Releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, I'll do it some more, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 8th, releasing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 16, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 17, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 18, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 19, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we're getting close to Christmas. Here we go. So 21, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 22, probably more anxieties here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 23rd, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 24th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 25, and that was from Santa comes, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 26, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 27, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 28, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 29, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 30th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the last day of the year, releasing it, 31st, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we'll see if anybody wants to comment in the chat room on how this affected them. The past of you, like a ghost, is hanging on and changing your life in the now, or at least in the timelines that are connected to where you are right now. You may be in the now right now, but maybe you weren't 10 minutes ago. So let's bring up the light beams, and we'll do the male one first, bringing the energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger, non-gender. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and female, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there, and tonight we have Cindy. So, Cindy, are you around?
I am around, and I'm very excited tonight about the show. And also I'd like to say that I have a new headset, and I'm hoping that if you're not able to hear me clear, that you'll either send an email or put it in the chat. Last week we received an email after the show. So sorry that that may have inconvenienced you. So let's see here, Ron. I wanted to ask if, especially in light of the first clearing you just did, kind of rewind us, I wonder if you do the mental body clearing for us so that we kind of get the cobwebs out and have clarity with the show tonight. Ron, I'm sorry, I don't hear you.
Yes, let's get rid of your cobwebs here. So here we go. See where you have them here, maybe in your head, maybe elsewhere. So we just let you a little more mentally clear. So here we go. And just releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if we have any clones listening, we'll do a clearing to bring the clones into light, where the light will give them a new body and a spirit. So here we go. Clones will help you out right now. So if your body seems to shudder or change or get hotter or something, warmer, tingles, then know that you possibly, I can't say 100%, but you possibly were some other life form before, and now you're human. So here we go. Do a transformation. 1, I'll count to 20. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay. Back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron, very much. Before we read the emails, I just wanted to mention that creationlightship.com is where the clearings are, over 500 clearing options that Ron has created with Creation Lightship. And on there you will see many interesting items. And if you're new, you'd want to look on the left. You can see there's a column with different topics and clearings. There's also the recommended clearings at the top. And if you open the pull-down menu, you'll see the options there. And there are free samples below that. On the right-hand side is the Wikipedia Q&A. And you can always go in there and put in a topic for search to kind of figure out what words mean or how Ron is referencing different words and activities. And there's also a link to subscribe to the newsletter. And if you did not receive a newsletter within the last week regarding the December monthly rejuvenation calls, then I'd jump back into creationlightship.com and get your name put in there for a subscription. And so that is good. Also on the website are events, including the special weekly calls that Ron does for us, and then the monthly events. And we do have a listing of future events coming up for the next 6 months that'll eventually be posted on the website, but it will appear on the CLS chat site first, and probably this weekend. So if you want to look at future dates, you go on to the CLS chat site and check it out under events. And Ron, is there anything else you'd like to add regarding that?
We're having a special ceiling for December, and it will be done after the BBS program on a Monday, and it'll be Monday 22nd. So the 22nd of December, and it will start, I believe, straight up on the hour after BBS. So I think it's 6 o'clock. It'd be 7 o'clock Pacific, I think. No, but what time would it be?
6 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have a special event, and we'll be working with, in a sense, it'll be a body organ, you know, kind of like a rejuvenation, but it's different than what we have on our conference calls. So we're going to call it a restoration. Okay. And it'll help you, in a sense, sort of like, but not the same, but sort of like the body jumpstart clearing. So this will be a special one where you can maybe input maybe one or two situations that you may have. And the call could be up to 2 hours in length. So we'll have to see how that works out. And you want to get different waters, prepared. At least the glasses anyway, probably 5 glasses of water. So it'll be something that'll be the first time we have done this, and it'll just be to work with your different body organs only and promote more health here. So we'll be doing probably a little flyer coming out here, which you can click on at some point here, maybe in a few days or something. We'll let you know on the shelves when we get it going. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Excellent, Ron. I'm very excited about your new body organ restoration teleconference. It's very intriguing, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. And I wanted to get back to your request, Ron, as to feedback on the rewind clearing. Would you call that rewind?
That's a good one, yeah. And that special clearing, which will be on Mondays, will be $50. So it'll be just a great call. It's like a Christmas little healing bonus here for people. So hopefully we will see you on that call. But we'll let you know about it here.
Great, Ron. Thanks for sharing that information. There's a preliminary information on the CLS chat site, too, with the date, save the date information. Okay, Ron, we do have feedback regarding the first clearing that you did to take us back to December 2013. And the first comment is some stress tension was released with those healings, Ron. And first clearings felt really good. I feel heavy and present and relaxed. Thanks, Ron. Yay, we have several comments that I'm being heard loud and clear, so that's good. I'll tone my voice down just a little bit. Let's see, we do have a comment regarding the conference. I see the conference listing on the COS chat box. Sounds very healing. All the internal organs, wow. Yeah, that does seem amazing, Ron. So thank you for offering that to us. And this is the first time ever you're offering that, correct?
Yes. And so I'm just thinking, the people that felt a benefit from this clearing, different ways to look at this, okay? The first thing is you were carrying this energy for a whole year, number one. Was it affecting you for the whole year? That's hard to say, you know. So I guess the way to look at it is, let's say that it was not affecting you, but now the month of December and energies in December from last year are affecting you in this year. So what does that mean? Does it mean that you have a keyword? So you may want to do that keyword intercept. It's free on the website. Did that keyword of December or Christmas trigger your past to come into your present? So you may want to look at that to see what that means to you. That's why we try to clear away everything from your past so you can become more in the present moment. You won't be catapulted onto timelines of the past. So if you do feel like you had a lot of tension released, then you may want to do timelines, maybe find out, you know, what days, you know, you experienced them and do some timeline crashing, you know, from those days from last year. That's a possibility. If it's been with you for the whole year, then, boy, that's really kind of awful, you know, but it could be. Maybe there's a keyword you could do that's free to get that keyword off to prevent you from having more situations once that keyword is brought forward. And you get, you know, interactive with it. When you get interactive, then you have timelines. So you're revisiting your past timelines. And then also look and see what maybe you had, anxiety, fear, you know. Maybe you were looking for hope. Maybe Christmas is going to bring you hope. You know, like we mentioned before, you know, Uncle Harry's going to be passing on, kicking the bucket, you know, and he's going to give you a large inheritance, and he may still be living, you know, and you're waiting, and you're trying to put all of your thoughts and manifestations into the future, knowing that he's going to be dying one of these days, and maybe he's, you know, going to live for 10 years now. So right away, you know, you're disappointed. But that process of him dying, you know, not to be morbid, but we'll say that process of him dying is giving you hope. Whoopee. I'm going to get $100,000 or something, or get $1 million from Uncle Harry, you know. So you have to look at that and see how it's affecting you. And that's why, you know, I don't go much more than 2 days into the future, because timelines can be very, very corrupted and twisted. So you may want to notice that yourself. How far out are you attempting to manifest something? Because when you get too far out from your present reality in the now, then that can bring you into timelines that you know nothing about, and that can affect your now and bring you into those timelines. So it's very bad to go too far out on your manifestations, because it can harm you. So there's other ways of stating it, but that's kind of, I guess, the easiest. So if you did feel a release of energy, you feel calmer, you feel better, maybe Christmas gave you a knot on your stomach, and just that little clearing that we did, the knot's gone now, and you go, wow, now I can breathe. Well, look into that, find out what it was, because it still could have that initial foundation, some kind of core energy with you of a theme. We just got rid of that those pages in that book of that gigantic theme that you have. So just see, you know, where you are. And, you know, who knows what is being controlled and what programs are in you controlling you. Maybe somebody did a spell on you, you know, when you were 5 years of age, you know, and maybe your grandmother didn't like you or something. And they did a spell. They're dead now, you know, possibly. And you've been living with that spell for your whole life. And just releasing that energy from last Christmas may have released part of that spell, and now you go, wow, I feel much better. So I'll always try to look and see how you can help yourself to get out of your situation, because you don't want to be where you were, you know, a half an hour ago next year. Back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. That's a great explanation. You'd mentioned the alien keyword. Oh, darn, I'm forgetting what it is now. Oh, alien keyword intercept, and that's an option to put words in to clear, and we do have a comment regarding that type of activity, and the comment says, today I cleared the words Kris Kringle on the natal barcode removal. I had already cleared Santa and Satan. So that's another option to using the natal barcode removal. Very interesting. When you talk about us getting thrown back to timelines, I'm going back to the December deal. That's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, once you start,
okay.
Once you start getting,
go ahead.
Once you start understanding what we're doing, when we start getting rid of the past timelines, then you realize, man, my life is really a mess because I'm living all these timelines. So this kind of makes you really realize where you are, because you're living your life in the past, and you know about your life because you lived it. but all your ancestors are there. You know nothing about their stuff. So, you know, you're up here with, you know, you're lucky you're even living with all the stuff that you have to deal with here, you know. Anyway, back to you, Cindy, not to be too negative here, but once you finally catch on to what the aliens have done to you, and then you hear somebody, like I hear at the expos, about how, you know, nice they are and how benevolent they are and everything else, I go, oh, yeah, uh-huh. So, anyway, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, well, we do have paranormal email, and so this is a good time to mention you may send emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Please send brief questions if you can, because it's really hard during the show to read long stories. So it really helps Ron actually work on the issue or hear your testimonial. So this email says, I woke up, looked over at bed where my daughter was sleeping, and I saw a dark black orb floating above her head. She opened her eyes and said, I had a horrible dream, Mom. I took control immediately from my heart. I told it to get out now. I approached it in the air, and around it felt heavy. Then it was run through the house and went into the brother's room to hide. She says where she couldn't go physically. My spirit was in control and removed. This was accomplished by heart, not mind thinking. Thanks for the CLS healings. Before the healings, I was not brave enough to do this.
Ah, we got an orb. That's great.
Orb chaser. Wow.
Well, yep.
Oh.
That's good, yeah. I like Hunter better. Anyway.
Say that again. What'd you say?
Orb Hunter Chaser. Orb be gone.
Oh, there you go. Yes. There you go. Oh, my gosh, I didn't even hear you say that. That's funny. Well, speaking of orbs, are you up to doing an orb clearing for us, Ron?
Yeah, so if you have any orbs around you, let's see here. Let's say that the orbs want you to have a problem with your throat. And you have a hard time speaking or saying certain words, or you get all choked up. You know, everybody has stuff that goes on. So let's just see if this can free up your voice box. Maybe they put some implants in there, and they don't want you to say something that might help you, so they want you to not to say something. Never mind. I'll give you this sick joke here. I heard this joke a long time ago. It kind of relates to the orbs, but, you know, a guy buys this parakeet, and he likes it, you know, and he takes it home, and he gives it water, and the parakeet looks good. And after about a couple weeks, poor parakeet, you know, doesn't look very good at all, you know. So he goes back to, you know, the pet store, and he goes, well, geez, you sold me a bad parakeet. It's, you know, about ready to die. And the person says, well, wait a minute, the parakeet wants to say something. You know, so the guy listens, and the parakeet says, food. So anyway, bad joke, but hopefully you're all laughing. So anyway, maybe there's something that you need to say like food, and you just can't say it, you know, like the word help, you know. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So one, two, we're going to get rid of... one of the orbs. I think we had different colors, so we'll do a pink orb first. We'll do pink, I guess, silver, blue, and black. Let's try those. So pink orb being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the silver one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Blue, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And black, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So just see if you happen to feel better with your throat. And we'll just see what happens. I don't know. Everybody needs something. You may not need this one, but just see how you're feeling. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you very much, Ron. Would you be able to explain what an orb is for those newcomers?
Well, it's an alien life form that shows up normally around spiritual events. So just a way to connect to people. And it's also, they show up around a lot of UFO sightings and crop circles. So they're there because the new stuff that's coming in here or something that hasn't been here for a long time, like, you know, a UFO landing or a sighting or something, crop circles, whatever, they show up there because people are very curious. And maybe they have their hearts opened up more because of that situation, because they're trying to think of what's going on, and these things attach to you. So I don't see orbs as a good thing. And the orbs are hooked up to the jellyfish energy that rests and lives on the top of your head, on your crown chakra, and those tentacles that come down from the jellyfish, much like in the movie Avatar from the tree, if you've ever seen that, then you know, these things connect to your cells of your body by poking the little needles in you. And the cells of your body has your cellular memory, which is your history. And now the dark side knows how to play your strings and to find out what buttons to push. And the orbs are there to help that out. So they're like the scouts looking for stuff that the tentacles should go in and take the energy from you to bring forth a situation. So that's what the orbs do. That's the way I see them. So the orbs are not a good thing. We'll do a couple more. We'll do the white orb. Some people might think of white, and maybe through spiritual practices, people like to wear different colors, possibly. Maybe they bring in energies of different colors. So let's just do the white one. So here we go. Releasing the white orb, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we can do purple. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We can do violet, like the violet flame, possibly. It could be that they could probably come in through that. You have one intention of doing one thing, you know, and then, you know, like the Saint Germain people, and bringing in the violet flame to do purifications, we'll say, which, you know, may or may not work, but I'm not going to go into that. But you may bring that energy in, and the orbs could ride upon it and then attach to you. So here we go, releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll do one more, looks like a brown orb. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So just see if you feel lighter, you know. Like I say, you know, the proof's in the pudding. You know, how do you feel after a clearing? You should feel a little more energized, number one. Because when we start clearing energies from you, normally you're going to get more of your spirit energy back, which will energize you. Now, sometimes if it's the clearing is very heavy and you have a lot of density, you may feel tired. But normally you're going to feel like a freedom and feel a little more alive, maybe a little more rejuvenated. And tension will leave your body and your body will start to relax. So that's normally what happens, I'd say, 95% of the time for clearings. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Ron. And that added description was great. Because I was going to ask you, why would we want to do the orb clearing? And I'm looking that up now to get the exact name. I'm putting orb into the search box on the left side of creationlightship.com. And so you can do that later, listeners, will be able to do that. Anyway, you said that after we do the clearing, we should be energized because we're getting our spirit back.
Yes, uh-huh. So saying that a different way, okay, when you have, say, densities, darkness in you, which is caused by mind energies as your thoughts are blocking up your energy system, let's put it that way, because you're judging the light, once you release that energy and you release the baggage, the blockage, then your spirit has a chance to come in because you pushed it out of your body. Now, so you will normally feel better, number one, because your spirit is probably walking alongside of you, a little piece of it that used to be maybe, maybe in your, right thumb, we'll say. And so that's where that energy, we'll say, got stuck. And so now you do that clearing or a clearing, and your spirit that's walking outside of you, which may look like your thumb, that you just see a thumb floating, then could come back into your body. And so that's normally what happens when you do the clearings, is that your spirit will come back to you. If your spirit happened to get hijacked and it's out in the beyondo, then it probably cannot be found because it was outside of you for too long and it may have got abducted. So that's just life on this planet. So, you know, that's what ascension is for, is to find those parts, and also the reason why we do the eight-hour conference calls on Sundays. So what you have is what you have. No need to fret about it that you don't have something, because you won't know. And just know that you want to get back all that you can to have more energy in your body, to promote health, and to get out of the darkness that is living inside of you, bringing forth the themes of your life from the past. So back to you.
Oh, excellent description, Ron. Thank you for that. I just looked up the orb. I searched orb and came up with orb clearing, and it's a whole lifetime clearing. And at the top of the description, there is a mention of the archived VBS radio show from June 7th, 2010. And there's also a more detailed description too, but you'd be able to click on to that audio and listen to Ron's explanation about that in detail. So great. Thank you so much for doing those clearings for us, Ron. Let me check the chat and see what we have here in relation to the clearings that we're doing. Well, here's a note about planning ahead. And maybe this is a timeline issue. Planning ahead, many people RSVP to invites and then become a no-show, even if they spend a lot of money for it. Would that be a timeline issue where they were thinking too far ahead and weren't conscious of what's going on?
Yeah, they could have got their timeline switched. You know, maybe they plan to do something, and then the timeline that maybe it was the day before or something came in and took them off that timeline. You know, this happens a lot to people. They go, I plan to do this today, and I forgot completely about it. And maybe you may not even know it the same day, and you look back at a couple of days, you know, and you know, because you're now in your future looking back on your past, you go, I should have done that. I was thinking about it. I didn't do it. Or you just completely just slipped your mind. Well, your mind probably only got slipped because you're on a different timeline. Didn't exist there, so why think about it? And I was talking to a person earlier today, in fact, two people. The first person lived back east and just kind of paraphrasing in the town of NJ, and the state of NJ, there was one of those big superstores there, you know, that have a lot of stuff, and the parking lot was supposed to be filled in the front and also in the back where normally people don't go, but it's like the reserve lot, you know. So they went there, kind of go to the very distant location to park, and got to the store, and wow, there's nobody in the store. And versus, you know, I won't say nobody. It was just very little people, kind of like it was almost vacant. And the clerks weren't even busy. So that means that these people all got their alien tune-ups. They all got abducted in the cars. And are they going to come back? Well, they probably will. May not be the same them. Maybe a different club replica coming. Maybe they're getting upgraded, you know, for the new year, new programs put in. You know, this happened in 2012 with the major abduction. So they're still doing it, and they must like December. So that happened today. Another person mentioned that they have this wonderful dog. And the dog, after kind of feeling the dog energy and stuff. The dog is actually an alien. So the dog is an alien dog, and it's very, very astute. Okay, so this is not a bad thing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Probably
yeah.
One of the time-traveling soldiers that's showing up to protect a family, we'll say. And it's there.
Wow.
So people went to sleep. I guess they took the dog out, you know, like it normally would do. You know, everybody has a dog. You have to go to the restroom. So, you know, they take it outside and walk it, you know. And that was all done. Went to sleep. And one person said they heard some noise in the morning, like maybe 2 or 3 o'clock. Got up and looked outside, and the dog's outside. You know, how did it get outside? Well, what I picked up is that the alien race that is in control of the dog, or whatever the, you know, or would it say the alien in the dog, had to leave, so it took off and probably got new programs, new hardware, but it couldn't come into the house as it came back because it probably had its original alien life form. So that would naturally probably freak the people out, especially if it's bigger than the house, okay? So then it had to, in a sense, form itself, shape-shift, and we've seen that happen on some of the Terminator movies, so, you know, we can talk about this. It's more of a reality now, you know? And so it shape-shifted, we'll say, back into a dog, but it couldn't go into the house initially. Now it's outside, so it's barking or making some noise. So that's kind of what happened. So the dog is fine. I can check the dog out, and it's not harmful. It's there to add protection for the people. So that's it's one of the paranormal things that we've had, you know, come across. So we'll just see. We could probably have a caller maybe if anybody has a paranormal experience that they really can't, you know that it's paranormal because it's a little different. Maybe it's not weird to the listening audience because we all know about these things, but, you know, just a way to communicate and to share what's happening. You know, for me it's interesting to watch releasing the trauma out of, like, the stuff going on in war scenes, you know, where you see a bomb going off or whatever, a missile hitting, and then the cloud comes up, and then you see these aliens forming, you know, from ground level up to maybe a few hundred feet in the cloud because they're there. The cloud is just going over them, and their ugly faces appear. So I normally take them out when I see it. So, and maybe they're eating all the spirit energy of all the people and all the things that are there, and they just rush over there, but they get caught on film, you see. They're getting caught in the cloud as a life form. So, anyway, we'll see if anybody else has had some experiences that may have been a little different, that the listening audience would just love to hear. So we'll accept callers for tonight here. So here we go. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. The moderator was kind enough to post a message inviting people to talk with you live at 1-888-429-5471. So if anyone else out there in radio land would like to call in, you can call that number. It's also posted on the BBS profile for Ron Amatron. So you can go in and click the information to call. So thanks for that, Ron, and we'll see if we have any other hot topics.
I have a question for people out there, too. They can either call in
okay.
or just, you know, type it in. My question is, last year there was a lot of that fake snow around, okay? And the fake snow, you'd pick it up. If you haven't heard about this, this might be new to you, but the snow last year, it, you know, I was in back east and had snow and also in California here. So the snow would be like styrofoam, but it would be cold, but it would not necessarily melt, and it had a different texture to it as you squeezed it in your hand. And after the snow would basically melt, there'd be no water content to the snow. And so I happened to be hearing one person talking, this is like maybe 2 or 3 years ago when it started, and the person had a ranch, and he rode horses, and he says, you know, the strangest thing happened, you know, I was out riding my horse in the snow, and it's kicking up dust, you know, like it would normally without the snow, you know, And you know, the dust was going on top of the snow, and there was no water in the snow, but it looked like snow. So if anybody out there happens to have snow, and it looks a little weird, and doesn't have all that water content, it may have some water content, but it's not like it normally would before. So if you have that experience where you have the styrofoam-looking snow, you know, let us know. So I'm curious. So back to you, Cindy.
Very interesting. I don't remember that coming up last. You said it was last year, right?
Yeah, it actually, I know it happened for 2 years now. This will be the third year. You know. So, you know, you have to, you know, just look at it and watch it, you know. You know, the snow's
right
there, and all of a sudden it starts to melt away, and you think that it's all being evaporated because after the snow's gone, the ground's not wet.
Wow. Okay. Well, Ron has shared three very interesting paranormal activities, so we're interested in hearing your paranormal activity, either call into us tonight, or if you're in the chat room, you can put a chat message or email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I do have a few comments in the chat. Let me see here. In regard to the orb and throat situation, Ron, we have a comment that some people cannot ask for help, just can't bear to say it, and this listener has noticed that once in a while. So I guess that could be part or something that occurs if they have a throat issue. And let's see. Oh, in regard to the snow, on YouTube, fake snow burning. So I suppose you just put that in the search YouTube. Did you see that, Ron, previously?
No, maybe put that in our gas tank, huh?
Maybe.
Turn it up power, energy.
I guess you'll have to be the first one to try that for us, Ron.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, it's our pleasure to let you do that. Okay, another comment. In southeast Michigan, we had that snow this past November. It didn't melt, and when it was in little round balls, it didn't melt. Wow. Here's another comment. A number of videos showed people burning snow and the snow turning black because it was charred. Oh, that's in regard to the YouTube fake snow burning. Oh, my gosh, I wonder what those people thought. Okay, another comment. It didn't melt when touched. Snow dust may be a parallel life. If dry, it could be three parallel lives. And another comment. Somebody else saw those snow burning videos on YouTube. Wow. It'd be interesting to see what explanation, if any scientist or, well, I guess scientist would come in and try to explain that. Okay. Oh, here's good news to share, Ron. I was able to share the Mind to Heart Drop with a coworker, and she said it really helped her. It helped her anxiety of leaving the house to go get groceries. Thank you to Ron for these free tools. Wonderful. Wow. Moderator did post a link for the reminders on the CLS chat that has Mind to Heart Drop information and link to creationlightship.com. And also listed on there is what you would say doing the Mind to Heart Drop. And let me see, I think there was another. There is not. Usually at the end of each show, Ron is kind enough to do the Mind to Heart Drop for us. So I'll be sure and ask you tonight, Ron, to do that for us. Okay. We have an email that says, can I command my spirit to reclaim itself from everything that I have purchased that is in my house?
Yeah, you could do that. You could, so Yeah, that you could do. Because when you purchase something, you're touching it, and you're probably putting your spirit energy into it. Another thing is you might be bringing in mind energy and having that like an implant, and that could radiate to you, causing you problems. So you'd have to try that yourself, see if that is something that you want to have released. The space clearing, you know, can do that, because it could be filled full of your mind energy because you really wanted this thing. Because, in you know, when you're in the moment, you don't have any wants. So it could be used to, you know, connect to you to put you on another timeline or something, or cause you physical harm because it's bringing into you an energy of mind. And so back to you, Cindy.
Right. Thanks for that explanation, Ron. I do hear a beat. So welcome, caller. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry. I had a spiritual experience, a strange experience I'd like to share.
Okay, Ron, or
are you
Larry?
There?
Go ahead. Yes,
yes.
Larry, please
yes. Okay.
share with us.
Okay, I was listening. TV, and I heard a strange message on TV. I thought, well, what they're really telling me, my spirit interpreted that right away, what they're really telling me is that the gods are at war with one another, and that the idols that people turn to worship are anything outside of themselves other than their own spirit. And when you keep something a secret, the stranger it becomes, the more conflict it becomes within you, if you don't say, what is it, and find out what it is, it becomes more powerful over you. And these idols that they turn to for power, it may give them a job or a little bit of money, but it's going to take some of their spirit away from them. So the idols never do satisfy you. They will never satisfy you. It could be money, power, or an entity that are a timeline and spirit that comes into you, like a shapeshifter. They'll give you something, but they'll never satisfy you when you turn to these idols for power. And the idols are gods of worship, and it's winning the war over our own spirits unless we turn to our spirit instead of them and we work on our spirit. So that's basically what I got. I changed what they were saying. I just reversed it, and this is sort of the way it came out.
Okay, well, thank you, Larry.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Larry. Ron, we do have a couple of requests that have to do with body issues, and the first one asks about clearing a trauma, pain, twisted body.
Okay.
So is that the 108 magnetic body clearing that person's thinking of?
Probably so, but it's normally it's more than one body that has a problem, you know. There's 108 of them that you want to correct.
Right. Oh. Well, I guess we're not sure which one. However, would you just pick one
I'll do number one body for everybody. What
okay.
It is. What number one is, I don't know, but it's one out of 108. And we'll just see how you feel here. So here we go. So one, I'll just recorrect the location of it so it's pointing properly right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And if it's upside down, we'll change it now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if it's twisted, like a corkscrew, we'll fix that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So just see if that tends to help you a little bit. All of them could be off. You know, it all depends if you've ever had them corrected. If you have not, then they're probably all going to be messed up, you know, on you. And you can really never have a healing that's 100% until you get them realigned so your spirit can actually integrate and connect with them 100%. So, and that's the reason why sometimes people have a difficulty having a healing, because one of those bodies is not proper. And, it's hard to say how that works. And sometimes just having relief, even if the bodies are not completely corrected, that relief can feel like a wonderful clearing for you. And you might feel good, but you may not be complete, but it might be much, much better than what you had, previously. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. So that was a sample clearing that you did for us from the 108 magnetic bodies, and you just did number one for us. And if anyone would like to investigate further, creationlightship.com is where those clearings are that Ron created for us. And I'm thinking you could put in twisted or magnetic. I haven't tried it yet tonight, but usually you can put a topic in and the clearing will come up for you. So thanks for doing that, Ron. Now, the second referral regarding pain, let's see if I can find it here. Okay. What critter would cause muscles to jump on the left side of the body?
Boy, that could be anything. That's a hard
one. She wants to know. Okay. She wants to run the alien attack removal or attack clearing and wonders what critter could she put in. So if she doesn't know.
Yeah, there's unknown. I would try to put in the crab energies, okay? So just see if that helps. That's sort of what I'm seeing. It's something that looks like a crab. And it's like biting the body energetically, and the body's twitching, So try that.
Wow. Great. Would you be able to do a sample clearing for us, Ron?
Yeah, so once you focus on something, everybody, boy, if you don't have any pain, it's hard to do a clearing because there's no validation for it. You just need to feel a little bit lighter. So I'll just release the crab energy that would be attached to people's ankles, okay? So normally, when you're younger, you have an ankle problem because you twist your ankle. Could be from anything, a skateboard or just tripping or whatever, or a skiing accident or something. So here we go. And we'll just see if you got a crab energy in there. And there could be other things too, but we'll just release the crab. So even if you're perfectly fine now, if you had a twisted ankle, then something came in there. We'll just see if it's the crab. So here we go, releasing the crab energies. We'll do left ankle first, then I'll do the right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Add right ankle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll just kind of wiggle your ankle and see what happens. I did have another paranormal thing come across my plate today. A person was talking to someone on the telephone. So this may happen to a lot of people. And the person had some bad Scoobies, was attached to some type of energetic energy. They were doing a lot of spiritual practices. They were a practitioner in a sense. And I think they were attempting to work with Atlantis energies or something. But, I don't want to get into name-calling or anything. So they were doing something that seemed to make them feel good and that they had it going, okay, in a sense. So here we go. And the person called them up, and they got attached to it. But it didn't really stick on them because they've been doing a lot of clearings, okay? So this thing now is like kind of hovering. So I think someone else called them and on the phone, and as this thing is hovering, this other person became like the victim. And so this person all of a sudden now, I think, started throwing up or something like that and felt sick after the conversation on the phone. So from there, the person, I believe, did a clearing to get this energy off their friend. So this is just the way stuff works. So this could happen to you. So you want to do a clearing to get rid of stuff. So there's always clearings you can do. You know, a space clearing could possibly help. You know, I would probably suggest if that has happened to you or something, I would look more like shapeshifter stuff, where these energies are very strong and they're trying to take over the body of people. And the shapeshifters now are somehow becoming more active in people, and they're coming around, so for whatever reason. Back to you, Cindy.
Ron, thanks for bringing that up. Would you explain to people what shapeshifter is, in case we have some new listeners?
Well, it's an alien life form that is invisible, and it needs to communicate to somebody, so they maybe will hop into somebody's body and do communication in the person's body to some other alien that needs to get the information. That's how they work sometimes, okay? Because they got to hitch a ride, and you're the host. And they can also change forms. So, you know, if you go on YouTube and maybe look up shapeshifters. I know they've had a lot of stuff where you're watching newscasters talking, and you see their face start to change, transform into something else. They may get scales, may get more lines on their forehead or something. Their eyes will change and look like squished grapes. You don't like cat eyes. And maybe one eye is normal, one isn't. You know, just go onto YouTube. It's all there. And maybe people that is maybe in the spotlight a lot, you know, and you can see them changing their forms. So it's, I guess, to be very interesting. I remember a while back they had YouTubes up where the people lost their programs. And so they're doing maybe like a news broadcast or something, and they're talking, and all of a sudden they start talking gibberish, just a bunch of words that mean nothing. And they make the excuse afterwards that the person had some type of anxiety attack or something, you know. But, you know, it's just information. You could look at it. But shapeshifters do hop into people, and they're in the person because they normally want to connect to another shapeshifter, maybe their distant cousin, in somebody else, okay? And then they do the communication between two humans, which are actually they're doing like alien communication as you, you know, talk to somebody, and they're looking out of your eyes at the other alien. And, you know, they're doing their groundwork down here. And then also a shapeshifter, you know, could be, you know, like you see on TV where a person, you know, changes physical form. Maybe they turn into some type of wolf or a bird or something, you know, or whatever. And then they revert back to themselves again. So anyway, vampires and stuff like that, bats, whatever. So, you know, just they just pick a life form to change into. And that's, you see that on, even on, I guess, The Hobbit has that, I believe, you know, the sorcerers, and they turn into something else. And, you know, a lot of the movies talk about this. So that's what a shapeshifter is. So it's just when a human that you think is human changes physical form and it becomes something else. So back to you.
Wow. Very interesting. We have a question. Are shapeshifters bad by nature? Kind of answered that.
Well, I would think that, you know, that's a, you know, I'm not saying that they're a life form. So is that life form bad? Well, to that life form, it probably doesn't think that it's bad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But anything that takes over your body is bad, number one, okay? It shouldn't be doing that. So that's going against the light. And it's bringing you information and stuff that you shouldn't have and or overtaking your body. So for that, it would be bad. If you were that particular shapeshifter energy as some type of entity, it may not think it's bad doing this here. It just is able to control people and to cop into people. So it doesn't think that it's doing anything wrong. So it all depends how you look at it. So when things take away your free will, free choice, that's what's bad. And that shouldn't be done here. In true light, it doesn't exist. Here it does, because the aliens are here controlling people. So that's kind of the main thing. So, and the shapeshifter may have a different food source than what you're used to eating. So, is eating people bad? Well, I don't know, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Survival, you know. Do you hear people eating physical people and plane crashes? Well, that's, they're surviving, okay? But I don't think the listening audience actually goes out and looks for a human leg or something to put on their barbecue or something, or an arm or a head at the grocery store. So that would be bad.
Yes. Yikes. Ron,
yeah,
did you have a comment?
Just
go
think
ahead.
If we had an alien supermarket here. Won't go into that. Oh man, I hope my grandmother's in there. No.
People go in and don't come out. Wow.
That'd be good, yeah.
Ron, we do have a couple comments regarding the alien attack. And another listener had said that she had use the unknown option in the alien attack clearing, and did 480 minutes and did find some relief, and now we'll run the crab energy that you suggested. And the original person that was asking said that she had run the unknown option, and it really hadn't worked, so she's excited to put the crab in as the option. And let's see, well, moderator has posted a couple of things here. Let's see, the search for shape.
Oh, and I got an idea for that one, the one that didn't work. Just real quick, what could have happened is they could be clearing out the unknown on a whole different timeline.
Right.
So they may want to go back into that timeline where they had that attack, go back in time, go back to the date and maybe the time, and then clean out that and also use the unknown for that. Maybe do two different types of clearings. But, yeah, you know, you have to realize that you're out on timelines and you're not going to be aware of something, and you may not even be able to clear it if you're not connected to it. And just saying that the other way around is, when you're out on all these timelines, you really know what you're doing. No, you don't know. Only way you have a glimpse of something is if you have deja vu or a bad dream, or you sort of get afraid of something, or you feel your skin, you know, crawling, or, you just feel the hair on the back of your head stand up. You know something's going on, but you really don't know what it is. So that's the same thing. You need to kind of identify it. And the time, so you can get back onto that timeline to get rid of that thing. Because it's probably still there. Just think of it as a timeline. Is it here now? It may not be here right now, but it's on another timeline that you're living with. Can they take you into that timeline and re-torture you? Of course they can. So find out when it was and clear the timeline, and then do the alien attack page for that time. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, excellent.
Uh-oh, we're five after. We got to start winding down.
So we have 5 minutes. Do we have time for a quick entity clearing for entities attached to us from retail stores that we went to?
Okay, yeah, we could do that. So just pick the stores that you may have been into maybe today or yesterday. Probably today would be when it would be, I would guess, because it's Friday. And so here we go. Going to release entities. So we'll start with, we'll just do your whole body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm going to do one more. Let's release the entities that are attached to your credit cards and maybe your pocketbook, your wallet, your purse. Remember, they're in there, they want to spend that. So here we go, releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So, commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, to drop them into your heart, where your spirit resides, so you can be at peace. So here we go. That peace is your source energy. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow night. Same station, same time. And we go to the lightship tomorrow, which is Saturday. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron, for all the great clearings and information. Bye, everyone.